I said good evening.
大家晚上好。
It's good to see all of your smiling faces.
能够看见大家的微笑呢，我真的是很高兴。
As was already introduced earlier, I consider myself part Malaysian.
就好像刚才曾经有人介绍的了，我是一部分是马来西亚人。
So every time coming back here, it's like coming home.
每一次回到这里，就好像回到了家乡。
But this time, AYC has chosen a very special theme.
可是呢，这一次 AYC 选择了一个很特别的主题。
The day is at hand.
白昼将近。
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the text in Romans chapter 13.
你有圣经的话呢，请你与我一同翻到罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 13, and we'll begin reading in verse 11.
我们开始从十一节开始念。
Romans chapter 13, verse 11.
罗马第十三章第十一节。
And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we believed.
再者，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。
The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.
黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
Because you have chosen this as your theme, there are a few things we need to understand right from the beginning.
因为你选择了这一个题目作为主题，所以在一开始的时候，我们就需要明白一些事。
This is a time-sensitive theme.
这是个有时间性的主题。
It is urgent.
是有紧急性的。
It talks about something that is happening very quickly, very soon, right now.
所要讲的是很快的，很快的就要发生的事。
And in the same token, that means this is a non-reusable theme.
所以同一个道理来说呢，这是不能够重复使用的主题。
What do I mean by that?
我为什么这么说呢？
2 years ago, our theme was...
两年前我们的主题是...
Youth, do you dare?
年轻人，你有这胆量吗？
We can repeat that theme and it will be just as meaningful next year.
我们可以再一次重复这样的主题，明年呢还是可以有这样的意思。
We could pick a theme something like...Be like Jesus.
我们可以选这个主题，好像说要像耶稣。
That's a great theme.
这是个很好的主题。
And we can choose it again year after year, and it would be equally as meaningful.
我们可以一年又一年的选择这个主题，还是有同样的意义。
But the theme that you see on the wall behind me cannot be used a second time.
可是呢，好像我们背后的这个主题呢，却不能够重复的使用。
The day is at hand now.
白昼将近，现在就到了。
If we try to say that again next year,
如果我们重复的讲这样的事，明年
or 5 years later,
或者五年后再讲
or 10 years later,
或者十年后再讲
what that means is that we would not have taken this theme seriously this year.
意思是说，我们今年根本没有认真的看待这个主题。
The time is at hand, or the day is at hand.
白昼已经近了。
It is an urgent message.
这是个紧急的信息。
It is something that is a one-time event.
这是一次过的事情。
And so what that means?
这就是什么意思？
Is that you and I, who come and are sitting in these seats for this weekend,
这个周末你和我来到这里，坐在这个座位上。
We need to understand that this is a weekend that must result in decisions and action.
我们要明白这个周末呢，来到这里必须会带来一种决定性的改变和行动。
Because the day is at hand.
因为白昼将近。
With that in mind,
我们带着这样的思想。
The title of our opening message tonight.
今天我们的开头的第一个讲章。
Is a question.
是个问题。
What about?Now.
现在怎么样呢?
What about now?
现在怎么样?
Let's bow our heads for prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, this evening as we gather to hear your word,
天父上帝, 今天盼望, 我们聚在一起听你的话,
may you put within our bones the urgency of the time.
愿你把这时间的紧迫性放到我们的骨头里面去。
May we not forget what has happened in the past.
让我们不要忘记过去发生的事。
May we not be hopeful for what will happen in the future.
也不要一直盼望着将要发生的。
But right now, Lord, may we focus on the present.
让我们现在就把我们的焦点放在现在这个时候。
And so we claim the promise that where two or three are gathered, you will be here in the midst of us.
我们再次要求你实现你的应许，只要有两三位聚在一起，你必在我们当中。
So that you can do something mighty for us right now.
现在你就能够为我们行伟大的事。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles to John chapter 11.
让我们翻到圣经约翰福音第十一章。
That's where we will be spending the time this evening.
今天晚上呢，就是我们要 研究的地方。
What about now?
现在怎么样呢？
Chapter 11, we'll begin reading in verse 1.
我们从约翰福音十一章第一节开始念。
Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
Verse 2.
第二节。
It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick.
这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他脚的患病的拉撒路，是他的弟兄弟。Therefore
his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick.
他姊妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。When
Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby.
耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死。 乃是为上帝的荣耀，叫上帝的儿子因此得荣耀。Now
Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子，并拉撒路。When
he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was.
听见拉撒路病了，就在所住之地仍住了两天。Verse
7, Then after that saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again.
第七节，然后对门徒说：“我们再往犹大去吧，犹太去吧。”Familiar
story to all of us.
这是大家熟悉的故事。Lazarus
is sick.
拉撒路病了。So
sick that his sisters are afraid that he's about to die.
他病得很重，他的姊妹都害怕说他会病死。They
send a messenger to Jesus telling him this bad news.
他们就派了使者去告诉耶稣这个坏消息。Making
sure that the messenger said, This is Lazarus, not just any Lazarus, but Lazarus whom you love.
他们要那个使者告诉耶稣说，这是拉撒路，不是任何一个拉撒路，是你所爱的拉撒路。And
in verse 5, it even says that Jesus specifically mentions that he loves Martha and Mary and Lazarus.
然后第五节呢，这边特地的提到耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子，并拉撒路。But
verse 6 says something very interesting.
可是第六节呢，却说了一个很有值得思考的话。He
says, when he heard therefore that he was sick, He abode 2 days still.
这里说到，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。So
because he loved Lazarus and Martha and Mary, and because he heard that he was sick, Jesus stayed 2 days longer.
因为他爱拉撒路，他爱马大和玛利亚，所以他在他所居的地方再住了两天。Almost
sounds as though he would have gone sooner to see them if Lazarus was not sick.
所以听起来好像是，如果拉撒路没有病的话呢，可能耶稣更快的会去找他们。Interesting. 很有趣。You
know the rest of the story. We won't read all of it.
我们不会读整个，但是我们知道他的故事怎么发展。Jesus
has a discussion with the disciples.
耶稣就跟他的门徒有了一些讨论。And
he makes it very clear that Lazarus is indeed dead.
而且呢，他很清楚地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了。
In fact, he had been in the grave 4 days by the time he arrived.
而且呢，耶稣到达的时候，拉撒路已经在坟墓里4天了。
And we begin the story again in verse 18.
在十八节，我们再继续读这个故事。
Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off.
伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有六里路。
And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother.
有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。
Verse 20, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house.
20节，马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。
Verse 21 is important.
21节很重要。
Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee.
就是现在，我也知道你无论向上帝求什么，神也必赐给你。
Verse 23.
23节。
Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again.
耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。
Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候，他必复活。
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
25节，耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
Jesus came unto Bethany, and Martha immediately went out to seek out Jesus.
耶稣来到了伯大尼，马大立刻就出去见耶稣。
And she says, the very first thing she says when she sees Jesus is, "If you had been here."
她见到耶稣第一句话就是，主啊，如果你在这里。
You could have healed my brother.
你或许就医好了我的兄弟。
He would not have died.
他必然不会死。
And then Jesus asks her, or Jesus says, your brother will rise again.
然后耶稣就告诉他说，你的兄弟必然复活。
And Martha says, yes, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
马大就回答说，我知道在末日的时候他必然复活。
Martha is telling Jesus, I know that you are a master physician.
马大是告诉耶稣说，我知道你是很大能的医生。
I know that you are able to heal any sickness on this earth.
我知道你能够医治这地上任何一种的疾病。
And so if you were here, you could have healed my brother.
如果你在这里的话呢，你就医好，你就可以医好我的兄弟。
Martha also says, I believe in the biblical doctrine of the resurrection.
而且马大告诉耶稣，我相信圣经所说的复活。
I believe that you're coming again.
我相信你会再来。
I believe that one day in the future, at the last day, Lazarus will rise again.
我相信有一天在将来末日的时候，拉撒路会复活。
But I think Jesus had a question in his mind.
可是我知道耶稣在心里面有这个问题。
He says, yes, I know that you believe I could have healed.
当然我知道你相信说我或许可以。
Jesus hears, yes, you believe that someday I will resurrect.
而且我知道你相信我将来有一天我必然会使他复活。
What about now?
可是现在怎么样呢？
Do you believe that I can do something for you now?
你相不相信我现在就能够为你做一些事呢？
Verse 28
节。
When she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calls for thee.
马大说了这话，就回去暗暗地叫他妹子玛利亚说，夫子来了，叫你。
As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him.
玛利亚听见了，就急忙起来，到耶稣那里去。
Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him.
那时耶稣还没有进村子，人在马大迎接他的地方。
The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out followed her, saying she goeth unto the grave to weep there.
那些同玛利亚在家里安慰她的犹太人，见她急忙起来出去，就跟着她，以为她要往坟墓那里去哭。
Verse 32, Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him,She fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他就俯伏在他脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
And what was Jesus' response to Mary's words?
耶稣对玛利亚说的话有什么反应呢？
Verse 33
节。
When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled.
耶稣看见她哭，并看见与她同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
He groaned because of what Mary had said.
她因为玛利亚所说的话，心里就悲叹。
But wait, Mary was saying something of faith, wasn't she?
可是等一等。玛利亚所说的难道不是出于信心的话吗？
She was stating that she believed that Jesus was able to heal.
她在这里说的是她相信耶稣是有能力能够医治她的兄弟。
She believes that Jesus has that power.
她相信耶稣有这个能力。
But Jesus was troubled deep within his soul.
可是耶稣呢，却在心里深深的忧伤。
Because Mary believed that Jesus could have done something.
因为玛利亚呢，她相信说耶稣其实可以做这些事。
But she had completely neglected now.
可是呢，她却完全的忽略了耶稣现在也可以做这些事。
What about now?
现在怎么样呢？
Martha believed that Jesus could have healed.
马大呢，她相信耶稣可能在还没死之前呢，能够医好拉撒路。
Mary confirmed the same belief.
玛利亚也确实的相信这一点。
Martha even went so far to say that she believes in the final resurrection of the righteous.
马大呢，还进一步的说她相信在末日的复活。
But yet Jesus groaned because they did not believe what Jesus could do right now.
可是耶稣呢，却悲伤，因为他们不相信耶稣能够在现在为他们做的事。
Sometimes in our past,
有些时候在我们的过去,
we remember how God has led us.
我们记起耶稣, 上帝怎样的带领了我们。
We look back and we say, Lord, you were there at that point in my past.
我们回望过去呢，就说主啊，在那一点，那一个时间点上，你曾经与我同在。
And we look forward to the future with grand and romantic ideas, saying, someday God will do something great with me.
然后我们展望到将来呢，带着那种罗曼蒂克的气氛，相信说主啊，在那个时候要为我们做伟大的事。
But have we forgotten that God wants to do something with us right now?
可是我们却忘记了上帝在现在就要为我们做一些伟大的事。
We remember past camps and past weeks of prayers, where God has moved.
我们纪念到在过去的那一些营会，那些祷告会，上帝怎样感动了人心。
And we look forward to other events that we're going to plan and go to in the future.
然后我们就展望到那些将来我们要去参加的活动和营会。
But what about now?
可是现在怎么样？
What about this camp?
这一次的营会。
We remember when we were young and we were innocent and when we could be good.
我们记得当我们还小的时候，当我们还很纯真的时候，我们还很善良。
And we had a powerful spiritual experience back then.
在那个时候，我们有个很有力的属灵生活经验。
And we hope that maybe someday life will become less complicated. We'll have more time, and then we'll get our lives together.
我们希望呢，在将来或许我们会有更多的时间，生活不会那么的复杂，那么我们要再重新拾起我们的属灵生活。
What about today?
可是今天怎么样？
What about now?
现在怎么样？
The theme that you have chosen,
我们所选择的主题
is now.
是现在。
The day is at hand.
白昼将近。
Not tomorrow.
不是明天。
Not next year.
不是明年。
Right now.
而是现在。
So we need to get it out of our systems, our Mary and Martha syndrome.
所以我们必须要从我们的身上的系统里面去掉马大和玛利亚的这种症状。
We come to this camp and it is no time for us to say sometime in the past God has done something great.
我们来到这个营后，我们不能够说在过去上帝行了什么奇妙伟大的事。
And we can't come here thinking maybe someday God will do something great again.
而且我们来这里不能够说在将来或许有一天上帝会为我行伟大的事。
We need to come expecting something mighty to happen right now.
我们来到这里就要期望在这个地方在这个时候会有伟大的事发生。
If we don't,
如果我们不相信不期望
nothing will happen.
就不会有什么发生。
And 5-10 years down, we're going to look back and say, maybe the day wasn't at hand.
5-10 years后或许我们回望的时候我们说或许白昼还没有来临。
Maybe our children one day will try to reuse this theme.
或许我们的孩子们有一天会重新用这个主题。
And we'll be sitting in the audience thinking, that was my thing.
你会坐在观众席上会说我们曾经用过这个主题。
So tonight,
今天晚上
we need to reconcile one thing in our minds.
我们必须要在我们思想上做这样的确定。
Do we expect God to work now?
我们是否期望上帝就在现在成就大事？
We better make that decision because it won't matter what happens tomorrow if we do not expect God to work now.
我们必须要做出这个决定。如果我们不做出这个决定，没有期望上帝为我们行大事的话，那么明天将不会有什么事。
So how many of you here tonight believes that Jesus has done mighty things in the past?
所以今天晚上在座的有多少位相信上帝曾经行了伟大的事。
I know you believe.
我相信你们都相信。
And how many of you here believe that someday God will indeed do a mighty work on this earth?
而且有多少人相信在将来上帝也会在这个地上行伟大的事？
I know you believe.
我相信你也相信。
Don't waste your energy raising your hands.
所以实在不必费力的举手。
But here's where you need to raise your hands.
可是现在这个呢，你就必须要举手。
How many of you right now want to say, Lord Jesus, I believe, and I expect.And I ask for you to do something great right now.
有多少人在座的现在能够说主耶稣，我现在就期待相信，在这个时候为我们行成就大事。
Let me see you stand to your feet.
请大家，我让我大看见大家站起来。
This is only the beginning.
这不过是个开始。
But we need to start right.
可是我们必须要有一个正确的开始。
God wants to do something not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today, right now.
上帝要为我们成就大事，不是昨天，也不是明天，而是现在。
And I believe that this weekend,
我相信这个周末,
Jesus will be here.
耶稣必然会在这里。
And he will resurrect Lazarus now.
他必然会使拉撒路现在就复活。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, this evening,We are standing because we believe.
天父上帝，今天晚上我们站起来，因为我们相信。
We believe that you have done mighty things in the past.
我们相信你过去成就过大事。
We believe that you will do something mighty in the future.
我们也相信你将来也要成就大事。
But we believe that you will and you long to do something great with us right now.
可是我们也相信你盼望而且你将会在我们身上在这个时候成就大事。
You see us standing right now.
你看见我们在这里站立。
And I pray that you will answer this desire of our hearts these next few days.
我们祈求你能够应允在我们心中的祷告在接下来的几天当中。
And as we walk from this place tonight,
当我们今天晚上离开这里,
May your spirit go with us.
愿你的灵与我们一同去。
May your angels accompany us to our rooms.
愿你的天使引领我们回到我们的房间。
May our hearts and lives be in tune with you.
让我们的心能够与你同一，能够奏同个音乐。
And may you speak to us this weekend.
愿你在这个周末对我们说话。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。